guys, it's Chad for our weekly Kids Corner. I hope that you're all doing well. Today we're going to talk about and discover that Jesus' power takes action. And by that, I mean action on our part. So to get started, let's talk about God sightings first. How did you guys see God at work last week? I hope that you guys are writing in your journals and putting those kind of things in there. For me, it's watching Jess teach our kids school. With the school shut down, you know, there's no schedule, there's just work to be done. And for Jess to be able to have the time to sit down, and for us to have such a wonderful mother that she can teach our kids these things, it's such a wonderful God sighting for me. Not everybody has that opportunity, I understand that. But what a God sighting that is for me. So I'd encourage you guys this week, look inside your house. Look how everybody's taking care of each other during this coronavirus time. How is that a God sighting for you? How are you blessed in those moments? And I'd encourage you to write in your journal about that. Well, let's listen to our first song. So pause me and click on video one. Unpause me when it's over, and we'll get into our Bible story for today. So today's Bible story comes from the book of John, chapter 5. Verses 1 through 9. So get your Bibles open. Open them up to John. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John of the New Testament. Chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. So we're going to read it together, and then we'll break it out in a little bit more of a story form after that. So the Bible reads for us in John 5, 1 through 9. It says, "Afterward, Jesus returned to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish holy days. Inside the city, near the Sheep Gate, was the Pool of Bethesda with five covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, lay on the porches. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew he had been ill for a long time, he asked him, 'Would you like to get well?' 'I can't, sir,' the sick man said, 'for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me.' Jesus told him, 'Stand up, pick up your mat and walk.' Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began walking." So see, this story starts in Jerusalem near a place called the Pool of Bethesda. This pool has hundreds of sick people lying nearby, waiting for healing. So why don't you guys lie down right now? Go ahead, I'll wait. Everyone lie on the floor. Go on your back, just lie on the floor. All right, I'll wait for you guys. So lie down on your back right now. All right, everybody comfy? Well, that's good, because you have to lie just like that while I tell you what happened, all right? So, well, the people lying by the pool, they weren't so comfy because they were all sick. The Bible says some were blind, some couldn't walk, some were paralyzed. Why were they lying by this particular pool anyways? Well, see, they believed that every so often an angel of the Lord would come and stir up the water, and the first one to get into the pool after the water swirled would be healed. So that's what it talks about in verse 7 when the sick man says, "I can't, for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles." When you read that, you may have been, "What does that mean? I didn't get it." Well, that's what they're talking about. It was almost when the water swirled, They felt the first person to get in there would be healed, and only the first person. So, see, they laid there and waited without getting up or moving your legs. I want you guys right now, I want you guys to do some jumping jacks while you wait. Now remember, without getting up or moving your legs, do jumping jacks while you wait. It's a little frustrating, huh? See, one day, Jesus was walking by the pool and saw a man lying there. Jesus knew this man had been sick for 38 years. He couldn't walk. See, Jesus asked the man, "Would you like to get well?" And the man answered, "I can't, sir, for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me." The man said, "I can't." I seem to hear myself saying "I can't" a lot lately. With this coronavirus situation, I can't go to work, I can't go to parks, I can't go to schools. See, we all have our I can'ts. See, we all seem to be limited by what we can't do right now. But let's get back to the Bible story. Here's this man lying near the pool with no one to help him get in the water. So I want you guys to try it. Without moving. Yeah, you heard me right. Without moving, I want you guys to get up and go to the kitchen sink and rinse your hands. As soon as you do, all your troubles will be over. Now you can't move. Can you do it? Of course not. You can't move. Think how frustrating that would feel for this man who just wanted to get in the pool. See, then along comes Jesus asking the man if he wants to be healed. And instead of saying yes, the man said, I can't. See, thankfully, Jesus, he didn't leave it at that. He said, stand up, pick up your mat and walk. And instantly, the man was healed. So quick, right now, get up, jump. Jump up, get up, I'll wait. Jump in place. See, the man, he rolled up his sleeping mat and began to walk. Did you see what happened? Jesus healed him. But he had to take action too. So now you can walk too. So go ahead and walk in place. In a second, I want you to walk around the room and talk about the things you can do during this difficult time. See, for me, I can still call my friends and family. Sometimes it's easy to make excuses about what Jesus wants us to do. You might think you're too shy or you're too young, but Jesus calls us to take action, and with his power and help, there are plenty of ways that we can take action right now. See, just like we're learning online today, Jesus' power takes action. You took action today by turning this on and listening to it. So let's talk about that for a minute. What might Jesus be calling your family to do for other people right now? And how can you take action instead of saying, I can't? There are things that we are allowed to do. If, say, the people stand on the porch, you guys can still have some friend time if you stand on the sidewalk and talk. We're allowed to go outside. But instead of saying, I can't, I just have to stay inside, we need to find some other things. So grab your journal and write about that, because that's something I'd like to talk about when you guys come back and process that. See, maybe you could make an encouraging sign to hang in your front window for when people walk by your house. They're going to look at your house and see your window, and they just read that. And maybe that's all they needed to make their day better. Or maybe you could use chalk, like sidewalk chalk, to make sidewalk art for people to enjoy. Or leave notes for your neighbors. Or call a nursing home. I'm sure you'll come up with great ideas. Hopefully you came up with some creative ideas, because Jesus' power takes action on our part as well. And see, and now you've come up with a plan to take action and change those I can'ts into I cans. So let's see another way we can turn an I can't into an I can. So we're going to try to balance on one foot. And I want everyone to see how long you can balance on one foot while looking all around the room. Don't stop turning your head. And if your family's around you, have them do it too. That means get up and have them balance on one foot too. And I'm going to do it with you too, here in the sanctuary. So I want you guys to stand on one foot, and I want you to look all around. Don't stop looking around. Turn your head left, right, up, down, all around. Swirl your head around, but do it all while standing on one foot. See, that's so hard, isn't it? It's so hard to just stand on one foot. That made me feel like I can't balance very well. But let me show you a little sciencey fun trick to balance better. Pick something at eye level to focus on. So that means you're just looking out straight ahead. Pick something at eye level to focus on. And I'm going to focus on the drum set, because when I stand up from the back of the sanctuary here, that my drum set, I'm looking at it and it's at eye level. So I'm going to stare at my drum set. So do you have yours? Okay, now stare at that thing, stand on one foot, and hold one earlobe between your thumb and your finger. See how long you can hold it. Go ahead, it's okay. Now, I don't know about you, but I could stay balanced for a lot longer. By focusing on one thing, it was easier to balance. See, that reminds me how focusing on Jesus alone can help us stand strong. And our ears help provide balance. So holding your ear is a neat trick to help you balance, but it also can help remind you to listen for what Jesus is asking you to do. See, we just turned our I can't into I can. All right, so let's listen to our final song before we close with prayer. Pause me, click on video 2, unpause me when it's over, and then we'll close. After we close with prayer, guys, maybe take a few minutes and think of ways your family members have taken action for each other. You know, maybe you helped your parents make dinner, or maybe your brother or sister helped with your math homework. Go around your family and each person say at least one way a family member has taken action recently. Well, guys, I'm so glad that Jesus' power takes action and that Jesus is always there to help us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us and helping us take action for you. Please be with our family during this difficult time, and please be with every person suffering with this virus right now. Thank you for never leaving us. We love you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, thanks for listening, guys. Remember to keep looking for God sightings this week. When you find a God sighting, feel free to write or draw about it in your journal. I miss you guys. I look forward to seeing you guys soon. Hopefully this all breaks so we can meet again. You guys stay safe, stay strong, and remember, Jesus loves you, and I love you guys too.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts, or listen online at www.co.org.